This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. And we're kicking off the third hour of the program with you tonight. In our studio in Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got Skype. If you want to Skype into the show, you can do that. Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, toll-free numbers allow you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We might get into some debate audio here in a little bit. The first to your calls and thoughts, John is in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
So today I'm up here in Portland still, and I've just finished watching the last 2 days of the trial where they've gone through the closing arguments for the prosecution and the defense.
Now, the trial you're referring to is the Malheur Wildlife Refuge occupiers. They are facing a number of years in prison. And there are a multitude of defendants. That's the trial you're talking
about.
The press
thought that the occupation was well worth reporting on. They haven't seemed to care too much about the trials.
No. There's seven defendants here, and two prominent ones are Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy.
Okay.
I watched the prosecution's their closing statement. And as I watched it, I thought your average citizen is going to think this is a pretty open and shut case because they have a long litany of events they've documented, which would normally appear to be people breaking the law. Then came the first defense by Ammon Bundy's lawyer, whose name is Marcus Mumford, who gave an absolutely brilliant 4-hour defense yesterday.
Wow.
In which he totally turned me around. He did what I thought was impossible. He made me think that all of these defendants are actually have not broken the laws they've been charged with.
Huh.
So, they've been charged with a conspiracy. Now, they may have broken several laws, but they're charged with a conspiracy and the prosecution has very special things that they must prove in the case, and he showed that none of these things were proved. The key was they had to prove that the conspirators intended it was their intent to obstruct the officers of the Fish and Wildlife Department and the BLM. What he showed was this wasn't their intent at all. Their intent was to curb federal government overreach, and any interference with these officials was purely a side effect of what they were doing and not their intent at all.
That's interesting.
Well, they intended, as I understood it, to go there as a protest, to be heard, to bring some attention to the issue of what they were concerned with, which was that overreach and specifically land grabs by the Bureau of Land Management and ridiculous rules and regulations and things like that.
Yes. At first, the protest started off as a protest over what happened to the Hammonds when they were imprisoned under terrorism laws for setting a fire on their own property to protect themselves from a fire set on government property. Mm-hmm. And the fire they set happened to burn up some grass on government property, and right, they were sentenced to 5 years each eventually.
Certainly, when one's doing agricultural burns, one certainly shouldn't be burning property that does not belong to one. However, is that terrorism, and does it deserve 5 years in prison, I think? And to me, what that says, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights were put in place to really not have cruel and unusual punishment, that the punishment needed to fit the crime. And the idea that you burned some grass on some government land, if you can't show a structure, you can't show, damages. I mean, show me an endangered wild spotted owl that was killed, something. But, still, 5 years, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was none of that. No burn structures. They started the fire on their own land to protect themselves from a government-started fire.
So let's get back to the hearing. So and I presume we're talking about multiple defense attorneys because there's different clients, right? So they don't all they're not all the same attorney.
Yes, yesterday afternoon was the first defense attorney, and he took all afternoon. Marcus Mumford made a brilliant case for all the defendants. Today we watched the other six defendants. Ryan Bundy spoke for himself. He's been defending himself. He gave a very compelling presentation explaining exactly what they were doing and how it has nothing to do with the charges. And it really struck me watching this that what a travesty it is that this testimony can only be seen in this building because we're watching it mostly on a closed circuit feed on the 13th floor, but it can't be seen anywhere else in America. Now here are guys
they have a 13th
pushing,
floor?
Pushing back against the federal government and making arguments that go directly to the heart of government, and nobody can see it.
Right, and then that's because the federal government will not allow video cameras into court. They won't even allow audio recording devices into court. It's just absolutely insane. It's ridiculous. The only thing they'll let you bring into their courtrooms is a pen and paper, and that's it. You can't even bring a smartphone in. You can't bring any kind of recording device unless you're an attorney. Attorneys can bring their smartphones in, but they're not allowed to record with them. So there's no way anyone's ever going to hear those speeches except, like you said, the people who were there. Now, you said you're watching in an alternative room. So is that because the courtroom is full of supporters?
The courtroom is full. There's not much room for supporters. Only a few rows of seats for observers. So there's maybe 20 to 30 observers in the trial itself, and then upstairs in 13, there's often 100 people or more viewing.
Well, that's actually a pretty darn good turnout for a trial. So I mean, that's a good sign.
From all across the country. These are not local Portland people, for the most part. These are for people from all parts of Oregon and from all parts of the country who've come out here to see this trial.
All right. So what else was worth reporting on today?
Well, as I said, I think they had a great 1-2 punch. First, a great summation by a lawyer. Then one of the brothers got up and made the case themselves and showed the jurors that these are the most forthright people imaginable. And one of the points stressed by the lawyer was that while that these people do everything they do out in the light and the sunshine, and they invite everyone to come and look at everything they do, meanwhile, the FBI is acting in the dark, infiltrating them with confidential informants and agitators. And so he made a great contrast between the light and the dark sides of this of this contest.
Excellent.
I sincerely hope it works out. When do we find out anything?
Well, it's going to jury right now, and so they're beginning deliberations. I assume they'll begin deliberations tomorrow. It might possibly tonight. I missed the very end because we were offended by the final rebuttal arguments of the prosecution and couldn't stand to watch that anymore and walked out.
It's really hard, man, when a defense attorney or defendant puts on a really great, you know, closing speech to have the prosecution come in there, swoop in there, and get the final word.
It's
they
really
do that crap
wrong
here in New Hampshire, and it sucks.
Yeah, it's really wrong. I mean, trials are already
stacked
towards the prosecution, and then they get the last word.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
It really is hard. So what do you think? I mean, you since you haven't been in the room, have you even been able to see the jury at all?
Not for most of the trial, although during the last 2 days during closing statements, we were able to see some of the jury. I wouldn't say I have any handle at all on how the jury is going to go. There's just no way for me to tell. I would think that reasonable people, even normal citizens, could find these people completely innocent under the law.
I appreciate your optimism. I wish I had that optimism for juries. Keep us in the loop, John, and thanks for the diligent reporting down there, and thanks for sticking it out. I appreciate the info, which we're getting exclusively here because, you know, we haven't seen the news about it. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
He was malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dynavite and Lico Chops. His omega-3 supplement on Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I've got my ground beef, the Dynavite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also Skype in at Skype username, lrn.fm. I'm Ian.
I'm Mark.
We've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. And on that site, we'll accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can find the Bitcoin tip jar there that you can just send your Bitcoin over to if you feel so inclined. And maybe you're going to be using your Jax wallet to do that, because Jax is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. You can get it at jax.io or the App Store for Apple or Google. It's jaxx.io. It holds Bitcoin and several other cryptocurrencies, including Ether, as well as the new REP tokens. And Litecoin was recently added. Coming soon, Monero as well. There's Shapeshift integration, which means it's easy to change between one currency and another, meaning, you know, if you want to turn your Bitcoin into Ether, that's not a problem. You don't even have to leave the app. It's super handy. Jax.io, by the way, it was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's one of the founders of Ethereum, and he's also a Free Talk Live listener. It's easy to back up your wallet with Jax and recover your funds if necessary, so you don't have to worry about your phone breaking or, you know, falling into a pit of despair or whatever. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Plus, it's cross-platform, so you can get it not just for your phone, but for your laptop, your desktop, as long as you're running Windows, Linux, or Mac. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at jaxx.io. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We've got, I believe, Will in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Will.
Hey, Ian, right?
It's Ian and Mark here. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, good. At least this year, I'm a listener of y'all. And, well, I want to talk about the fire. We have fire here in California every year, and I've been a witness to them, and I've watched them, and they egg on the fire every year.
Who eggs on the fire?
They egg it on. They produce. They make it. They are not watched by independent watchers. They make sure they're the only ones in the area to contain the fire, and they and I happen to be watching them. And,
are you saying, just to be clear, you keep talking about they and them? Are you talking about the firemen?
The firefighters. They egg on the fire for their employment every year. They do it. I watch them.
Wow. Now, this is really contrary to my experience as a firefighter.
They egg on the fire.
Hear you saying it. So this is really contrary to my experience as a firefighter. What they do is they offer firefighters and, you know, I assume professionals, but certainly they do with volunteers, the opportunity for training and then, you know, employment doing sort of Western firefighting. You know, they draw people in and have them do the you know, watch the fires and that sort of thing. Some of them are killed pretty much every year from what I can see. The personality type of a firefighter tends to be overprotective in the area of fire, so I guess I'm just really surprised at what you're saying.
Well, I've talked to a few of them, and they say that it needs to burn. They actually said that to me.
Well, yeah, a lot of times fires do need to burn in order to control brush. I'm not going to disagree with that. I don't know.
They're burning more than brush. They're burning. These are wildlife preserves. Okay, it's preserved for the wildlife, and you know, because you know, human encroachment, and so people like John Muir and Teddy Roosevelt. You know, these are big conservationists, and they you know, set aside land for wildlife. And okay, so they're burning brush, well, manzanita and things like that. They consider it brush, but these are the main staple for a lot of wildlife, like such as bear, and because the manzanita have berries that are almost like crab apples. And they, I mean, if you're in this area, all the stool that comes from bear is mainly from the manzanita, and they've burned like forests of manzanitas besides other forests that are trying to grow.
And, is manzanita indigenous?
Yeah, California Yeah, it completely. Yeah, I mean, it's just almost
now,
everywhere.
You're calling from Lake Isabella, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you're listening on KVLI. We had somebody call from here previously to tell us that these fires have been incredibly devastating. This is not a very populated area in general, and I think something like 300 houses were burned out recently. I don't know if it was this year or last year or whatever, but it was incredibly destructive. So I understand that this is a serious issue for the people that are living there in Lake Isabella. But, I mean, it sounds like this is a conspiracy theory. I mean, do you actually have any evidence that the firemen themselves are stoking these fires?
My evidence, I know for a fact they egged it on. Not only did they do backfires that do more damage and threaten home in their backfires because they know they can get away with it. They'll say that the fire, the wind blew, and that the sparks came from, like, 500 feet or, more, like a mile away, basically. And, they have free reign to do what they want because they are not contested or have anybody watching them other than themselves.
Will, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There was a forest fire here in New Hampshire, I think it was earlier this year, that they did find it was a fireman who had started the fire.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll find, and you better watch out for those volunteers specifically, the volunteer firefighters, because, they like fires, right? They like putting them out. And this was my experience in dealing with the highly professional team that came from Keene on the fire that I worked most recently. It's been probably a year now, but I happen to be first on the scene. I got the hose handed to me. I went and fought the fire. Scary, frightening thing. I had it knocked down in 30 seconds or something. It was one room. The Keene guys showed up probably 2 minutes later, and they were bummed that they didn't get to fight that fire, right? Like, they wanted to fight a fire. And the problem is that when you've got these professional squads, they usually show up before the fire goes anywhere. So, they got 6-minute response times. The reason that volunteer teams tend to fight more big fires is because the response time stinks. So
right. They're coming from wherever they were, going to get the truck, then going.
Yeah, right. That's why they have the old saying, we've never lost a cellar hole. and the, because these professional squads, they're waiting in the station.
Right.
They get the call, bam, bang, they're out the door. They got their gear on, that whole thing. I'm jumping around looking for my boot by the time they're at the fire.
But the fact is, there was a fire started by a fireman. So it's not unbelievable that could happen. But it's unbelievable that it would be some mass conspiracy.
I'll tell you what the conspiracy is.
In my opinion.
Smokers throwing their butts out their windows. There's your fire conspiracy.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. However, if we did have private fire insurance or private firefighters, then they would have less of an incentive to start fires because it would cost them, I would think. Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If we get a chance, we'll play some debate audio and comment as we see fit. We will go first, though, to your calls and thoughts. Oh, also, I want to tell you about Monero. Roger Ver, who is an early proponent of Bitcoin, he's also a libertarian, an entrepreneur, and a peace activist. He's been predicting great things for Monero. It's a cryptocurrency with robust security and privacy features. Plus, unlike almost every other altcoin out there, Monero was actually built not off of Bitcoin's code, but indeed from scratch, which makes it special. And another thing that makes it special, it's been begun trading on the dark markets, the darknet markets, and to some extent, that's one of the ways that Bitcoin got an early boost back in the day. Ver has predicted a market cap for Monero as high as $1 billion in the near future, and Jax.io, our favorite wallet, it's incorporating it into the Jax wallet. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live. You owe it to yourself to become educated on Monero. We're not going to tell you to buy Monero, but Mark and I both have a little bit of it, and you should take a look and decide for yourself.
Yeah, we did make the advisory to buy Bitcoin, and I'm confident in that buy, that advisory. But, as time's gone by, I'm a little less likely to just suggest somebody make a move, financially. I like Monero, but, you need to investigate for yourself.
So we'll get to your calls and thoughts. We'll go to Max. He's in New Hampshire. Max, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you doing?
This sounds like Max Abramson, the libertarian gubernatorial candidate here in New Hampshire. Is that right?
That's right. I just had two polls come in last week, putting me now at 6% in two different polls.
Wow.
And they're both scientific polls. Yesterday, though, I wanted to mention, I went to the League of New Hampshire League of Women Voters of with the other two gubernatorial candidates bothered showing up, even though they were invited. Wow. And I was allowed to speak for about 4 minutes on drug policy, which was my main reason for running for governor in the first place.
Excellent.
So what'd you have to say?
I was able to talk about everything from Jesse's Law, which is a bill that I put in that would have allowed a Gloucester-style angel program everywhere in the state where addicts are able to go ahead and turn themselves in. But I also talked about how the bill would have allowed 10 different solutions for 10 different counties. Now, we've talked, and actually the Constitution Party's even gotten involved, and a lot of conservatives have gotten behind the idea of 50 different solutions for 50 different states. That means getting the federal government out of the war on drugs and going back to the way we did things before, where we just took care of problems at the local level. That's been the main thrust of my campaign, is working to solve problems locally.
Does that go well here, or do people like the idea of solving it themselves, or do they think the feds know best?
Well, that particular group was a disproportionate number of older Democratic women, and that really sounds really scary and far out, the idea of having limited government kind of terrifies some of them. But we had a lot of younger people there, too, and they were very open and very receptive to what, for many of these high school students, was the first time they'd ever heard the idea of taking care of problems locally instead of letting the state legislature just make a joke of things.
Good for you, man. So you went to an event where the other major candidates were invited and they didn't show up.
Right. And I also attended another great group of about 75 students at Merrimack Valley High School. And for them, it was also the first time they'd heard about constitutionally limited government, the idea of limited government, which is kind of at the core of libertarianism and has been at the core of libertarianism since the idea was developed hundreds of years ago, that the role of government should be as small as possible and that government itself should be as decentralized as possible. Now, we're also talked about Teen Challenge and talked about some of the other faith-based programs and private programs and the success of diamorphine clinics. And most of the people there didn't realize that other countries are tackling the drug problem, and most Western European countries have taken the libertarian approach, which is stop building more prisons and making more arrests and spot raids. And they are moving resources into treatment, recovery support, prevention, and using persuasion and education instead of using coercion or using force to try to solve social problems.
Have you been getting many media requests at all?
I have by radio, but not as much by TV. I haven't been on TV since NH1 had us on in that story a couple of months ago. But I've tried to get onto Channel 9, and I've tried to get onto some of the other networks, and I've attended absolutely every forum and every debate between the other two candidates. Now, the other two candidates, people are asking, why are they both for Obamacare Medicaid expansion, even though most people are not? Why are they both confirming all of Don's pro-Common Core nominees to the Board of Education? Why are they both giving $549,000 to Planned Parenthood of Northern New England, which is actually a Burlington, Vermont political action office? They've been presenting the story as though it's money going to clinics, but we don't know that any of that money is going to New Hampshire clinics.
So why is that, Max? Is it because there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republican and Democrat?
Well, in the State House, there's quite a bit of difference. I ran as a Republican, and I voted with the New Hampshire Republican platform, which is certainly more in keeping with the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and limiting the power of government. But between Sununu and Van Ostern, I can't see a difference except that I think Sununu is against the commuter rail system. Other than that, they've been voting the same way over and over and over again on the Executive Council, even though the other two Republicans have been voting for smaller government. Sununu has been voting with the two Democrats for bigger government every single time, and that's actually hurting both of them because they're both pushing the same thing. One of the other issues that I've tried to talk about was the wrongful conviction of Chad Evans and a number of other cases, and the Executive Council is supposed to handle reopen cases like that where you have people serving life in prison for crimes they might not have committed, Seth Nader, Robert Breeze, and all these
others. The Executive Council in New Hampshire is not something that's present in every other state. It's basically a group of five or six people that, to some extent, can act as a check on the governor and a check on spending. So getting liberty-minded people elected there is also a good idea. So, Max, where can people go to learn more about what's going on with your campaign?
Well, if they want to come in person, if they're in the New England area, we're having an anti-corruption rally at the State House in Concord on noon Saturday. But if they're out of state, then the best place they can go is my website, which is just maxabramson.org. I'm the only one who opposes Common Core and the only one who supports legalization of cannabis. And if they can't spell the name, they can go to the Free Talk Live website and just click on my ad. It's on the right side of the page.
There you go. Any other questions, Mark?
Thanks for the support. You know, I've got to say you're absolutely right. The difference between the Democrat and the Republican in this election seems to be the Democrats' obsession with a superpowered choo-choo that nobody wants.
Hey, thanks, Max, for the call. Good luck, man. Keep us in the loop on any developments in the campaign. I mean, the fact that you're polling at 6% seems pretty unprecedented, but I haven't really followed closely any other polls that the libertarian gubernatorial candidates in the past might have been a part of. I know that I think in past elections, libertarians here have gotten around 2%, which hasn't been enough.
What's the threshold for
4%? You got to get 4% to become a major party in the state of New Hampshire, and so hopefully Max can pull that off. But it's not an easy thing to do.
4% to get major party status, but what we're going for is over 10%, so we can get more notice and attention. Now, Sean Connor is running as an independent candidate in the congressional race, and he's over 20%. So this is definitely a third party year. Gary Johnson's been as high as
yeah. You could get a boost because of the sort of the attention being given to third parties at the national level. That could affect things, and hopefully then the Republicans and Democrats won't run back to the drawing board and up it from 4% to 8% or something like that for people to qualify. You know, if you get like more than 4%, 5 or 6% or something like that. And of course, thanks for the call tonight, Max. I appreciate it. He's here by the way because of the Free State Project. This migration.
Max is a Free Stater.
He's not?
Nope. Spoke to him today.
Oh, wow.
He was here before the Free State Project. He supports it and that sort of thing.
Okay.
But,
interesting.
Apparently, he's not allowed to, mention the Free State Project in his, stuff because he's not a signer.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's fine, too. As long as people come here for more liberty, I don't care what the reason is, whether it's the Shire Society or the Free State Project or anything. We need more libertarians to come to New Hampshire so we can actually have a chance at making more freedom in our lifetime. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but there's enough time for your call and your thoughts. If you want to join us here, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And should you wish to support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us over at Amazon. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. If you don't do it this way, then you're not going to help us out. But if you go through shop.freetalklive.com, there's different links. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and then Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Otherwise, Amazon keeps all the profit for themselves. If you go through shop.freetalklive.com, then they cut some over to Free Talk Live. It's that simple. It's the same great Amazon experience you're used to. So really, there's no reason not to take just the extra moment and go to shop.freetalklive.com. If you want to save that extra time, then just the first time you go, select the US, the UK, or Canada, and as soon as you land at Amazon, that first landing page, bookmark that URL. And then all you got to do is go back to your bookmark because that URL's got our little code in it, and that means that they'll credit us for any time you go through that bookmark from that point forward. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, do your calls and thoughts. Gene, the Christian anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys. Driving again, so I'll pull over here in just a second so the noise will drop down. But I wanted to call and say how much I love WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
They're my favorite group lately. They started out with making all the people on the left happy when they were showing all the nasty things we were doing overseas. And now they're making the people on the left upset because they're pumping out all these emails about Hillary Clinton and what nasty things she's been up to. But I just, the thing about WikiLeaks is it's free speech, and it's the best tool that we have to compete against the oppression that we're getting through these goons. And it's not the only tool, of course, but it's an amazing tool. I hadn't even thought about it until just before I called you that I haven't donated money to them yet. So tonight I'm going to be sure to go and donate money to WikiLeaks.
I think they take Bitcoin.
Yeah, they do. It's been a long time since I've given them money. I probably should do it again too. Now that
they definitely do good work, and they don't
target Wikipedia some money.
And they target everybody. Anybody in power is subject to being outed by WikiLeaks. And Mark, you've actually got a related story to that tonight. There's apparently some Republican guy who is saying to Republicans, "Don't look at WikiLeaks."
That's correct. It's the Marco Rubio.
So, and they're trying to scare people into thinking that it's illegal to look at these emails.
Oh, yeah.
It's just incredibly amazing.
Yeah, CNN, Cuomo on CNN actually said that.
It's insane. Yeah.
Watch out, America! These things are illegal to look at!
Because I spend a lot of time in China. Of course, you guys know that, but I'm sure many of your listeners don't. Mm-hmm. And when I'm over there, the censorship of the internet, it just is amazing. I can't click on anything that has to do with, politics. Not so much politics, but anything that has to do with liberty or anything that has to do with saying bad things about the Chinese government. I mean, that stuff is all taboo. You won't see any of that ever get through their censor net. But it is coming to the U.S., and this is the kind of tools they're going to use. They're going to say, oh, it's illegal to expose these kind of things. So therefore, I can see a day coming not too far from now when WikiLeaks will be blocked in the USA. Because they'll just pass a law that says, well, if you're publishing data that came from some government source, then that's illegal, and they will either find the ISP providers, or they'll find a way to shut it all down. And I guarantee you it's coming.
Well, I hope you're wrong about that one, but your kudos are definitely well-deserved. WikiLeaks doing great work, releasing, I think now, 19,000 emails from John Podesta's email box, who's one of the Democratic muckety-mucks working with Hillary Clinton, and it's just been an amazing couple of weeks so far. And there's still another couple of weeks before this election, so he's promised, Julian Assange has promised to continue more info leaks coming up now,
If there are any government officials listening out there that are thinking about leaking something, be sure to leak it to WikiLeaks, because the more dirt they get, the better. Because we need to educate people to what a bunch of phonies all these creeps are, all these goons are. And as soon as the people start realizing that they're nothing but a bunch of goons behind the curtain, just like in The Wizard of Oz, that's when we'll start seeing freedom again, because people will start to ignore everything they say.
Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Real quick, Mark, do you have that story about the politician Rubio, you said it was?
Yeah, Marco Rubio is, warning all the Republicans, hey, you don't want to talk about WikiLeaks. It's bad. Marco Rubio of Florida is warning his fellow Republicans not to talk about the WikiLeaks dumps of emails stolen from Hillary Clinton's campaign chair, John Podesta, breaking with the example set by Donald Trump. I will not discuss any issue that has become publicly solely on the basis of WikiLeaks, said Rubio in a statement. NBC.
They're circling the wagons around the Democrats.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
One thing that Rubio can agree with the Democrats on is that he deserves power over you.
Mm.
That we politicians deserve the power over individuals. And anybody who's, destroying just the edifices of the state is, terrible.
Well, right. And WikiLeaks may be the darling of the Republicans for the moment, but from the perspective of this Rubio character, it's a danger if Republicans start paying attention to WikiLeaks, because at some point WikiLeaks will put something out that'll be harmful towards Republicans' legitimacy, and that will hurt in the eyes, or hurt people like Rubio in the eyes of his followers in the Republican Party. So
at the very least, he's consistent on that, right? Consistency's laudable when you see it. He is consistently anti-information. He says here that our intelligence agencies have said these leaks are an effort by a foreign government to interfere in our electoral processes, and I will not indulge it. I don't care if if whatever has been released is true. If it's the product of foreign spying, then it's bad.
And, of course, he's suggesting it's Russia there, right?
Yeah. He didn't mention it by name, but that's it. The press has created...
As though WikiLeaks would never leak anything about Russia, or hasn't ever. I mean, come on.
They should. I don't know. I don't pay that much attention to it. Russia's not my problem, I mean, Russia is a small blip on my radar. I don't think about them at all. Mm-hmm. I just hope that whoever gets into the office of president doesn't start some kind of nuclear war with them.
Indeed.
That's really the only thing I think about Russia regarding is that, hey, they've got nukes and Hillary doesn't like them.
Speaking of the Office of the President, there is a debate going on right now. We haven't had much of a chance to share any audio, but here's some where they're talking about how fit they are to be president.
I did not say that.
In fact, you went on to say...
Her two minutes, sir.
But did he, not say
it,
that.
It's her 2 minutes.
He went on to say, look at her. I don't think so. About another woman, he said, that wouldn't be my first choice. He attacked the woman reporter writing the story, called her disgusting, as he has called a number of women during this campaign. You know, Donald thinks belittling women makes him bigger. He goes after their dignity, their self-worth, and I don't think there is a woman anywhere who doesn't know what that feels like. So we now know what Donald thinks and what he says and how he acts toward women. That's who Donald
this
is.
This annoys the crap out of me.
I think it's
this,
really
this whole, well, I stand for women and children because they're so much better than men. I mean, this just, it's just so vile. Hillary Clinton, I mean, there's women out there that really hate the fact that you have two X chromosomes like they do. Stop it.
Where we don't want to have the kind of pitting of people one against the other. Where instead we celebrate our diversity, we lift.
Oh yeah, like
up.
Hillary Clinton's bringing people together and helping others.
There's no candidate like that on the field.
Because America is good, and it really is up to all of us to make that true now and in the future, and particularly for our children and our grandchildren.
Well, America may be good, but the government is definitely not.
More respect for women than I do. Nobody. Nobody has more respect.
Please, everybody.
And. Frankly, those stories have been largely debunked, and I really want to just talk about something slightly different. She mentions this, which is all fictionalized, probably or possibly started by her and her very sleazy campaign. But I will tell you, what isn't fictionalized are her emails, where she destroyed 33,000 emails criminally.
I love how he keeps bringing it back.
After getting a subpoena from the United States Congress. What happened to the FBI? I don't know. We have a great general.
All right. We're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.